Wednesday night or Lidala Teves, Gimel, whatever it is, but it's Thursday night in the beginning of Teves. We didn't say Kiddush Levana yet, even though there was a very bright Levana already the first day of Teves. Never saw a clear moon on Rosh Chodesh, but if you remember, the Moilod was Sunday, so it's not even surprising. The second day of Rosh Chodesh was Tuesday, and the Moilod was Sunday. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavus, and we are learning Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which the Chavis Halvavus takes to mean think. I mean, he uses the word to mean to think about ideas and concepts. We're in Perek Shlishi, where he presents us with 30 things that a person should think about the whole lives, really. And number one was, think about how wonderful and how amazing it is, and what a schus it is, and what a chesed it is that you're alive, that you exist. Because there's no reason why, there's certainly nothing compelling that says you should exist. You're certainly not entitled to exist, because you didn't do anything before you existed to deserve to be created. And really, you can think about this, and you can think about the fact that you exist at all, and you can think about that you're not a domain, or a tchai, a tomeach, chai, medaber. And he gives a marshal of someone that was thrown in the street, and then someone took the kid and actually gave him his life. So, that's so wonderful. To the next time you see the nanachs dancing, you shouldn't make fun of them. Maybe they are thinking about the fact that they exist, and they just burst out in happiness and simcha, and they start dancing out of sheer joy. So don't make fun of them. Maybe join them. Okay, don't join them.
I joined them on the floor, just not on top of them.
What?
On the floor, I joined them, not on
top of them. Okay. That's number one. Number two is, some Sfarim ask, like, what's the difference between number one and number two? But really, number one is that you exist. Number two is, and again, you have to delve into this. You have to study. You have to study biology for number two. The amazing wonder of the human body. And he, just to give you like an overview, he talks about that it works, and that all the Evarim are shaped and formed for maximum working, and you have joints. He doesn't say these things, but he talks, you know, if you start delving into it, you have joints and fingers and avarim to eat and avarim to expel waste, and just the human body is like the most amazing thing in the world. And he says, you have to think about it. The intensity of Tovus Hashem Olav Bechibur Gufo. His body is put together. You study the skeleton and the vertebrae and the spine and how his body is put together. Veshichlul Tsuroso, and the whole, where the face is and where the stomach is and where the legs are. They happen to be reflections of very, very esoteric concepts. The Malbim in Truma goes through how, because it's known, we have it in an earlier shar, that an Odom is called Oilam Koton, and then there's an Oilam Gadol, and the Malbim just goes through the Mishkan, just to say, like, the Oron, and this is the eyes of the Menorah, and this is the Mizbech HaKetores, the nose, the smell, and this is the Mizbech, the regular Mizbeach, the mouth, and this is where the food gets consumed. And but the Chavis Halvavus is talking about just the amazing thing that you have a Evarim and they work, and the ears are here. Let's say the ears would be on your feet, like, you know, whenever you talk to someone, you would have to bend down to make yourself heard. I don't know. Like, everything's perfect. My mouth's here, and his ears are here, and his nose, and the Shichlul Tsuroso, he brings out the Mefarshe HaChavis Halvavus, the classic Mefarshim, say it also means the Koyach HaDibur, which makes a person unique from all other brios. The tavnis evorov. The way they're shaped. If they're shaped to maximize their usage, to get the most out of them. I'm thinking about the human mind and how it sends messages, the brain sends messages to the body. It's just, it all works. Utterly amazing. He doesn't want you to, the Shar HaBechina is the real place where he teaches you to do that. Here he just wants you to think about it. And he wants you to think what it means. It means Hashem put you here, and Hashem gave you this, and Hashem gave you that, and it creates a very strong gratitude attitude. And stam, and you're just enveloped with Avos Hashem, and like, wow, I'm doing a good job, Shar HaBechina, we're going to believe that on Sunday night. We did it here. We stopped and studied it a little, just to get a little, literally a tipa shebiyam of how perfectly everything is put together. And it has, the birth is a tremendous nace. How'd you get here? For the baby to survive, we'll talk about that in a second, that the fetus survives 9 months, doesn't get food in the tradition, in the regular way, doesn't expel wastes at all. But he says the very fact that it's born, only Hashem could do that. The istud kalkoloso lefnechein, how it had parnosa foods when it was a fetus, you say, okay, when I was a fetus, Hashem could do it. Now, talk like Homan a little. Maybe Hashem's getting old. He can't do it anymore. How come my pronouns are so tough? It was so easy when I was an Uber. But that's the last mission in Kiddushin, that it's not more tough. We mess up. That's the last mission in Kiddushin. When people make a siyum of a noshim, they always hear this mission. Umre mehav risa pam, that an animal doesn't have food. Anyway, kafi aroy loy, he gets what he needs. Uve hesem, the truck of think about that. If you didn't join the Nanachs in number one, you'll join them in number two. And he says, I want you to do something for me. And they talk about the nursing, how perfect, it comes out in such an uncannily perfect amount. If it would come out more, the baby would choke. If it would come out less, it wouldn't be able to nurse. It wouldn't have the koach. It wouldn't to suck in. But the very fact that the mother gets milk when she has a child is amazing. So where's that milk coming from whatever garbage she ate? Maybe that pizza flavored milk if she ate pizza. Now I'm sorry to have a grandchild that's like allergic to everything in the world, and my poor daughter can't eat anything. And I'm waiting for her to say, "Kein lomazeh anochi." She's restricted very, very highly in her eating. So Dr. Rosen said, "I don't know why nowadays, by me, nobody was ever allergic to anything. Could be there's more red dye number two in the foods. Could be global warming. I don't know. Something's going on." Maybe it's just everything's basher. If our lives are more, I said yesterday, our lives are easier because of the prevalence of air conditioning. Right? And in many ways, our lives are easier with instant communication, or easier, harder, whatever. But stop the idea that you can talk with a piece of plastic in your hand. You can talk to anyone in the world. So maybe it's a lumazé, I don't know, it's like...
Strawberries and figs used to be kosher.
What?
Strawberries and figs used to be kosher. Now with all the bugs and infestation. I'm saying that once people ate these things...
Yes, what do you mean by...
No, I'm saying some things also got worse. You're saying it's a lumazé. So I'm saying we also lost some stuff.
You only lost them because they, I think, maybe this is very simplistic. There's a Rachel, you can thank Rachel Carson for that. Silent Spring. It was in the early 1900s, I think. But she's the mommy of the whole green environmental movement. She wrote how pesticides and stuff is poisoning everything we eat, what we breathe. So that, like Harriet Howe, I think, to Uncle Tom's Cabin. Mm-hmm. One person could write a book and change the world. Mamish. She, the Uncle Tom's Cabin, made the Civil War, sort of. Mm-hmm. And Silent Spring is making us crazy to this day. Mm-hmm. So they banned pesticides. I don't know. Maybe it's probably a gross simplification to say that it's because of the banning pesticides that the bugs are popping up all over. But maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know. But there must be natural pesticides. You talk to gardeners, they know what flowers to put near which plants to keep away bugs. That's a natural pesticide.
They bring in big bugs, eat the little bugs.
Yeah, they do that kind of stuff, so they know what they're doing. And then you have the high-tech stuff like Gush Katif, where the high-tech keeps away the bugs. Anyway, he says it's amazing. I tell you, if number one doesn't make you dance, number two will make you dance. He says, imagine if a person was blind from birth, or you see sometimes people in the street that have stumps, and then someone came along and gave you the gift of sight. He says, you would kiss him, you would dance, you would do anything in the world for him. So Hashem gave you the gift of sight from when you were born. And that's just one thing. There's like hundreds, thousands of things in your body. Okay, we'll stop here. But this is number one is existence. Number two is the human body. That's what we're boiling down to.